You've tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. Welcome back to another episode of Naturopathic Earth Radio. I hope you're doing well in this early February day. We just had Groundhog's Day, and I believe we're going to have six more weeks of winter, if you believe in that superstition, over here in the States. Also, we have the Super Bowl. By the time you're listening to this, we will have a result. I'm recording this on Saturday morning early, and I am not going to lie. I have no problem with the Patriots, and I think the Patriots really is a litmus test of your political ideology. So before we talk about ways to biohack your office space, I have a little theory about the Patriots, because the Patriots, either people like them or they loathe them. And when I ask people who loathe Tom Brady or the Patriots, I get these roundabout answers. And essentially it's, even though they don't want to admit it, he's too good looking, he's had too much success, and he's got a supermodel wife. So what I read in those things is that underneath all of it, it's really that they resent him. They resent the fact that he's had success. And the thing about Tom Brady is that he was a sixth round pick. He was not expected to do well at all. But the quarterback in front of him back in 2001 got injured, and he was able to play. And then he showed that he was incredible, and now he's the best quarterback of all time. And so when people tell me they hate Brady, I tell them, well, let's say you work really hard and open a business or invent something or have some level of success, and you wouldn't want people to malign your name saying that you didn't deserve it because you worked really, really hard. Well, Tom Brady is no different. So the way I look, it's like, I think it's like conservatives or libertarians, they don't have a problem with Brady because they know Brady worked hard and he's reaping the benefits of that. He works hard. He's the first person in the day and the last person to leave. Even now when he's 40, he has a drive to be successful. And I just feel like a lot of liberals hate him because deep down they're just resentful that they aren't as successful as him. So we should not be hateful of the successful. We should laud them and try to emulate them so we too can be successful, because honestly, what benefit comes out of the feeling of hatred and resentment? Nothing good comes from it. So we should acknowledge people that have succeeded and try to succeed as well. All right, so before we begin, the website's naturopathicearth.com. Sorry if I wanted my little sports metaphysical take there. So go check out the articles and the recipes and whatnot. And if you're in need of some weight loss, contact me. I'm a health coach. I can help you out. All right, so let's talk about biohacking the office. Okay, we are back. Now, when I mean your office, I know all of us have different types of offices. For example, mine is a classroom, but it is essentially my office, and I can do whatever I like in there as long as I'm not, like, I don't know, having an open fire pit or something like that. I understand that some of you might work in a cubicle, and so some of the suggestions that I might have, you might not be able to do. And I understand that some of you might not work at all. You might be stay-at-home moms, or you might be able to work from home, and you can implement all of these things. So take what you can from them. The reason I wanted to do this episode is because we are in the winter doldrums, and our vitamin D levels are very low right now, and some of us might be suffering from some sort of seasonal affective disorder. And flu season, or respiratory season, whatever you want to call it, is in full flare. If you want to listen to the news is telling us that the flu epidemic's horrible and that, you know, 30 kids have died from it. But just remember, as I mentioned in the previous episodes, that most of the people that die from it are already immunocompromised or have comorbidity, or they have other conditions like diabetes or pneumonia, or they're just very old. And so it's not like it's taking the lives of the young. Now, the ones that you mention in the news or that you hear in the news are freak examples of a teenager who gets sick and boom, the next thing you know, he's dead in 2 days. But that could happen with a lot of conditions, guys. And if you look, lots of times they've already had the flu shot because the flu shot's completely ineffective. I don't want to go off topic because I promised you I would do a vaccine episode, but the vaccines have adjuvants. They have additives, and sometimes those additives will flare up the immune system, like aluminum, for example, or mercury. And that causes the body to overcompensate. And that could be some of the reasons why these seemingly healthy people are just dropping dead and dying of the flu. But as a whole, remember the goal, if you go back to the flu vaccine episode I did 2 months ago, the goal for all this news hysteria is to get you to get the flu shot. So don't fall for the hype, because the flu shot, even if you don't believe in the adjuvants that they put in there, is ineffective. It doesn't help, and neither does Tamiflu. All right, so let's talk about 5 ways we can kind of biohack our office space to improve mood or to improve our wellness, because this is the time of the year where we've gained the most weight. It's really not in December during holiday season. It's a little later in the winter. We tend to be our best weight around September, which makes sense because we have the most vitamin D in our blood and we're coming off the summer and we don't tend to eat as much on hot times of the year. We tend to eat more and we tend to have more mood issues in the middle of the winter. And lo and behold, we're in the middle of the winter. So, all right, so let's talk about some stuff. All right, the first thing you can do is start diffusing essential oils. Now, we have a sister podcast called Kate's Apothecary, where Kate talks about essential oils. But in general, it's a great time to start implementing your aromatherapy. You can diffuse lavender, frankincense, lemon, rosemary. You know, there's just so many essential oils that you can diffuse. And aside from bringing a nice aroma to your office space, which in itself is pleasing to the mind, many of these oils actually have a therapeutic effect. They actually have a therapeutic effect. They can actually help you with your health. And I am by no means an aromatherapist, and this is something more in Kate's ballpark. But if you're having a respiratory condition, like if you're having a cough, there is an essential oil that you can apply to your chest. If you're having anxiety, I know for a fact you can use something like lavender for that. If you're having like a slow brain day where you can't retrieve facts, diffusing rosemary, for example, is great. If you're having digestive ailments, there's a host of ones you can use for that. Lemon is great for kind of waking you up. So you can diffuse, and typically, let's say you're in a cubicle, typically your neighbors either aren't going to smell it or they don't mind the smell. And the other thing I want to mention about diffusing is that we don't need to diffuse. I remember reading a book that Kate had, and that it was from like a very old aromatherapist, Tisserand, I think was his name. And he mentioned like 2 of the biggest mistakes that people do nowadays because of the proliferation of oils, because of doTERRA and Young Living, which has brought oils to the common people. One of the big mistakes we make is that we diffuse all day. And actually, diffusing all day can be dangerous depending on what you're diffusing. So when you diffuse, flip it on, you just need 30 minutes. 30 minutes a couple times a day just to get it in the air. Don't be leaving them on all day, especially the ones that have a lot of fillers. So if you're doing like pure whatever, okay, it's one thing. But a lot of these, like I have colleagues who have like a cookie dough essential oil. You know what? The cookie dough is not going to be pure peppermint, it's going to be a bunch of other stuff that you're throwing out into the air. So it can trigger respiratory issues. If not with you, then perhaps to your colleagues. And the other mistake that Tisserand mentions is ingestion of essential oils. There's very few occasions when you should be eating or drinking or putting in your water essential oils. But you hear so many doTERRA Young Living reps telling you that you should drink this and drink that and drink this. And if you talk to registered aromatherapists, they will tell you it's very dangerous. Essential oils are potent, potent, potent. They are the most potent form of whatever herb or plant from which it is extracted. So sometimes drinking them can be very, very dangerous. But as a whole, definitely light up your diffuser and apply these essential oils, and they will help you throughout the day. And if anything, it'll just put a smile to your face, and you'll have a nice, sweet-smelling smell coming from your office, which will make you feel a little better. All right, the second way you can biohack your office is use light therapy lamps. This is very important, especially now in the winter when, as I mentioned, our circadian rhythm is out of whack and we are not getting enough sunlight, which throws it off, our circadian rhythm. And it can lead to malaise, it can lead to depression, it can lead to irritability and anxiety. So you can get a light therapy lamp, and these are pretty small. I know mine is a Philips brand, and they're about the size of a iPad. And they have a light that kind of mimics the sun. And so you can get vitamin D there, and you're actually getting blue light when you want to be getting blue light. And it helps calibrate, especially if you do it at the right time. And typically the right time of the day is going to be midday for about 30 minutes, where you put the light therapy lamp about a foot from your face. Don't look straight at it because it can hurt your retina. Just kind of shine it on your cheek. And what it does, it just calibrates or recalibrates your circadian rhythm because you're getting more light cues. See, during the winter, we're not getting enough light cues. But in general, like right when you wake up, you should open the windows and get that sunlight straight into your retina, because it tells the brain, okay, it's awake time, boom, it's, you know, 7 a.m. or, you know, 0 hour. And then from there, it counts off, and then it can kind of tell by the input that it's getting from your eyeballs when it's getting dark and when it should start producing melatonin and so forth. Now, you can buy, they have very large light therapy lamps, like in the Pacific Northwest. I've seen, in when I used to live in Alaska, they have ones that are almost the size of flat screen TVs. Now, those are more for larger spaces, and you definitely don't need one of those, and those are very pricey. You can buy a light therapy lamp at Amazon, and I the article from which I am gleaming from my website, there's links to them, but you can buy one for $30, or if you want a better one, you can go up maybe to $100. So these are just great to have, not if you're just having insomnia, which you guys know I have, but in general, during the winter, it will improve your mood. It will improve your mood. You will have increased serotonin, and it will make you feel better just to keep everything in sync. So give it a shot and check out those links. All right, the third way we can biohack our office is by using a salt lamp. Now, salt lamps are extremely popular right now. You see them at a lot of grocery stores. And look, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know exactly the science and mechanism behind how it works. It's pretty nebulous to me. What I do know about salt lamps is that they reduce positive ions. And the positive ions accumulate on our body throughout the day. And they're released in particular by a lot of electrical devices, so our TVs and our phones and computers and so forth. And so what salt lamps do, and again, I don't know the mechanism behind it, but when they're lit up, and they need to be lit up, they need to be lit up and warmed for the salt to work, they emit negative ions, which offset the positive ones. And so the studies that have been done on salt lamps, and honestly, there haven't been a lot, because the typical medical world, of course, looks at salt lamps as a bunch of junk science, because it's not empirical, and you know, it's hard to prove it. But there is improved mental and psychological well-being, and it makes you feel better. Now, some people are very sensitive to electromagnetic frequency radiation, and with the salt lamps, they need one in every room. And their headaches that they get because they have EMF sensitivity go away, and their anxiety is lower, their blood pressure is lower, their pulse is lowered, and it makes a world of difference. I would say with the common person, I would say get a salt lamp and turn it on. You have to make sure it's on. And one of the ancillary benefits of salt lamps is that they release a really nice, relaxing light. Especially get one that has a dimmer switch, and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful light. And I know some people that at night, they turn off all their lights because, again, they're worried about blue light, because blue light does come from LED lights as well as fluorescent lights. So go back to that episode I did on why fluorescent lights are bad for you, and that's just one of the reasons. But a lot of people just turn off all the lights, even the Edison incandescent old school light bulbs, and just flip on salt lamps that they have. And it's just, it basks. You bask in that nice glow, and it's really relaxing. The other thing I do want to mention is that salt lamps, the only legit ones come from Pakistan and India, from the Himalayas. So you want to get a Himalayan salt lamp. So make sure you look on the bottom of the box and get one that says from Pakistan or from India. I would say if money is not an option, there's not an issue, buy a large salt lamp. Buy one of the bigger ones because, again, it's going to emit more of the negative ions, and it's also just going to release a nice glow. So in your cubicle or in your classroom or in your office, you can have a salt lamp, and that's not going to bother anybody, unlike perhaps the diffusing of the essential oils. But salt lamps won't bother anybody, and neither will the light therapy lamps. So definitely buy one. They're only about $20, $30, and see if it makes a difference. But especially any of you who work around a lot of electrical devices, some of you might work in IT and you're surrounded by like 6 computers and routers and all those computer stuff, then definitely I would recommend you get one. All right, the fourth way you can biohack your office, and this is not so much with putting stuff in your office, but putting something in your body. And this is going to be sipping on tea. Sipping on tea, whether it be green tea, black tea, white tea, or herbal teas, there's a lot of benefits to drinking teas. We know that it lowers stress. It burns calories. There's some studies that show that drinking green tea, just but not flavored, just plain quote-unquote black green tea, can burn about 100 calories a day if you drink 3 or 4 cups of it just by drinking it. But it fights infections, it wards off cancer, heart disease, diabetes. I mean, there's a variety of ways that it helps you. And if you think, in particular with the winter, it fights infections. This is flu season, so we need any help that we can get. And teas taste great. I, in particular, drink about 5 or 6 cups a day. Right now, I'm drinking a green and a ginger in the morning during my 3rd and 4th period classes. And then again, I drink another green in the afternoon classes with a peppermint. And then sometimes at night, I drink a chamomile. It really depends what I'm in the mood for, but I'm always drinking one of the Camellia sinensis plants. Go back to that episode on which tea is best for you if you want a review on that. But it's just a great thing. So definitely drink the tea. It makes you feel warm. It makes you feel good. And in terms of warming up the water, I'm not a big fan of microwaves in general. I don't like what they do to our food on an atomic level, so to speak. So what I would do if money, again, is not an object, is you can buy one of those water warmers where you plug in and you fill it up. And of course, make sure it's stainless steel on the inside. We don't want to be releasing any BPA or plastic. And it warms up your water in 2 minutes. It's like a kettle, like a little kettle. And then from there, you can pour your warm water into your mug. So instead of always having to microwave it. So definitely increase your tea intake. All right, the fifth way you can biohack your office space, and this one's a little more expensive perhaps, is standing more, getting either a treadmill or an upright desk. We have talked about this in previous episodes. I think it was the one on how to biohack your day, non-exercise ways to biohack your day. I think it's one of the early episodes, maybe the ones in the teens or 20s. And if you go to Silicon Valley, if you go to some of the places where the people have been woke, as that phrase. I love how my students tell me that. They're like, Mr. Luna, have you been woke? I'm I guess it's some new terminology, but the people that are in the cognoscenti or in the know or whatever, they use treadmill and upright desk. And because the studies are coming out that sitting is the new smoking, as I've mentioned before. And even if we're sitting all day and then go do cardio for 30 minutes at the end of the day, though it's not bad to be doing the cardio, there's no discernible benefits because all those hours of you sitting is what's killing us. So some people, what they've done is just implement upright desks where the desk is at your height. And so you're standing and of course you can lean on it. And some of them have little footstools so you can put your feet up on it. And that's one thing you can do. I know there's some schools now that are putting in those little round balls that sometimes you see at physical therapy places or even at gyms so they can sit on those balls, and those big balls. And the good thing about that is that the kid has to keep moving around and using its muscles, the leg muscles, to stay upright. So that's a way to kind of burn calories and also reduce kind of that restless energy that kids have because it's hard for kids to sit in desks all day. And then if money's not an object, you see the treadmill desks. And treadmill desks, I mean, honestly, if you have any type of carpentry skill, you could probably make one on your own. I don't. But if you buy a treadmill and then just build a desk above it, but you can actually buy treadmill discs and you can click on Amazon or one of the links on my website. And these are a little more expensive, of course. But the treadmill discs are great because you can adjust it to the speed that you want. You can make it really slow where you're walking very slowly when you're typing on the keyboard because, of course, it'd be hard to type on a keyboard if you're going 5 miles an hour on it. But you can speed it up. You can adjust the incline. And the whole point is to get the blood flowing, is to get the body moving and all the ancillary benefits that come from low-intensity exercise. There's no reason to be sitting if we don't need it to be sitting. So at the best, get an upright, or at the least, just stand up more at work. Try to do work standing up. If you have business meetings, try to do walking meetings where all you guys walk together outside and get some sunlight. Well, who says meetings have to be in a conference room? They don't have to be in a conference room. But even if you're in your cubicle, just stand up more. Like in my classroom, when I'm lecturing, I'm standing. But even when I'm not lecturing, the kids are reading an article or presenting, I'm standing on the side, leaning on my cabinet, drinking tea. So I try to make a concerted effort to sit as little as possible. So do the same thing. And again, if money's no object, buy a treadmill desk and give it a shot and see if that it might improve your productivity and definitely help your mood. The last thing I want to mention, the sixth one, is just take periodic walks. I've mentioned this and I just mentioned it a second ago. But taking walks throughout the day has numerous benefits, especially if you go outside. You're going to be getting the sunlight. You're going to be boosting endorphins. You're going to be boosting serotonin levels. You'll be burning calories. You'll be releasing stress. And all these things are good, especially in the cold winter months that we're in. So in terms of work, if you are kind of tethered to your desk and you have to be sitting all the time, take a 10-minute walk a couple of times a day. You know, you must have a break in the mid-morning, and then you have another break in the mid-afternoon. Just go for a 10-minute walk outside with a friend. Just get that sunlight, get that fresh air, and it will clear your mind and make you more productive. All right, one honorable mention that I would bring up is, of course, always nutrition and clean eating. We know that the more sugar that we eat, and we tend to eat more sugar in the cold months, I mentioned this stat to my students, like which state per capita consumes the most ice cream. And you would be surprised, but it's Alaska because it's always cold there. And, you know, ice cream is a comfort food. But certainly in terms of mood and serotonin, we've known now for about the last 5 years in the study on the microbiome that much of our serotonin is produced in the gut. And so we want our microbiome in the gut to be at a good balance. And the way to do that is to increase your prebiotic foods and to increase your probiotic foods. So if you're not familiar with either of those terms, go back to NP episodes 1 and 2, or I believe 2 and 3, where I talk about prebiotics and probiotics. But by having a healthy microbiome, you will improve your serotonin levels and you'll make more serotonin. Because ultimately, we don't want you to rely on antidepressants if you're down in the winter months. That's the last thing we really want to do. Antidepressants should only be reserved for people who are gravely depressed because of the side effects of antidepressants. And also with mild to moderate depression, if you go back to that episode I did on ways to biohack mild depression, there's a lot of treatments that are really easy for us to implement throughout the day to avoid minor and moderate depression. So try to limit your sugars and increase your prebiotic and probiotic levels. Of course, fruits and vegetables would be ideal, and just trying to stay away from the processed food. All right, that's all I got today. So to review, install or get an upright desk or stand more, take periodic walks, sip on teas, flip on your salt lamp, use light therapy lamps, and diffuse some essential oils. If you have the time, just take a second or two. If you like any of the material that we present here, just go post a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. It would mean a lot to us. And as to go back full circle with the Patriots, I hope the Patriots won. I don't have a problem with the Eagles. The Philly fans are great. They're very passionate people. So if the Eagles win, I won't be upset. They are not one of the teams that I despise, like the Cowboys in the NFL, that if they were to win, I would be angry. I'm okay if the Eagles win, even though I'm a Patriots fan. All right, guys, so take care and God bless. Bye-bye.
Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.